Scully usually drove a Cadillac, but sensing his guest's taste, he borrowed his wife's Mercedes 450 SL convertible to take Jobs to see Pepsi's 144-acre corporate headquarters, which was as lavish as Apple's was austere. To Jobs, it epitomized the difference between the feisty new digital economy and the Fortune 500 corporate establishment. A winding drive led through manicured fields and a sculpture garden, including pieces by Rodin, Moore, Calder, and Giacometti, to a concrete and glass building designed by Edward Durell Stone. Scully's huge office had a Persian rug, 9 windows, a small private garden, a hideaway study, and its own bathroom. When Jobs saw the corporate fitness center, he was astonished that executives had an area with its own whirlpool separate from that of the regular employees. "That's weird," he said. Scully hastened to agree. "As a matter of fact, I was against it, and I go over and work out sometimes in the employees' area," he said. Their next meeting was a few weeks later in Cupertino, when Scully stopped on his way back from a Pepsi bottlers convention in Hawaii. Mike Murray, the Macintosh marketing manager, took charge of preparing the team for the visit, but he was not clued in on the real agenda. PepsiCo could end up purchasing literally thousands of Macs over the next few years, he exulted in a memo to the Macintosh staff. "During the past year, Mr. Scully and a certain Mr. Jobs have become friends. Mr. Scully is considered to be one of the best marketing heads in the big leagues. As such, let's give him a good time here." Jobs wanted Scully to share his excitement about the Macintosh. "This product means more to me than anything I've done," he said. "I want you to be the first person outside of Apple to see it." He dramatically pulled the prototype out of a vinyl bag and gave a demonstration. Scully found Jobs as memorable as his machine. He seemed more a showman than a businessman. Every move seemed calculated, as if it was rehearsed to create an occasion of the moment. Jobs had asked Hertzfeld and the gang to prepare a special screen display for Scully's amusement. "He's really smart," Jobs said. "You wouldn't believe how smart he is." The explanation that Scully might buy a lot of Macintoshes for Pepsi sounded a little bit fishy to me, Hertzfeld recalled. But he and Susan Kerr created a screen of Pepsi caps and cans that danced around with the Apple logo. Hertzfeld was so excited he began waving his arms around during the demo, but Scully seemed underwhelmed. He asked a few questions, but he didn't seem all that interested, Hertzfeld recalled. He never ended up warming to Scully. "He was incredibly phony, a complete poseur," he later said. He pretended to be interested in technology, but he wasn't. He was a marketing guy, and that is what marketing guys are, paid poseurs.